is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. American regulators are meeting Thursday to assess the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for emergency approval. This comes one day after the country logged one of its worst ever daily COVID-19 death tolls, with more than 3,000 people lost to the pandemic. It's not confirmed when the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will issue the emergency authorization for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. But Health Secretary Alex Azar indicated that officials have early next week in mind. The United States is the worst hit nation in the world, with more than 15 million known infections and close to 290,000 deaths. A group of activists and celebrities have signed an open letter to Nigeria's president demanding that he hold accountable security personnel accused of shooting anti-police brutality protesters. The letter, published in the New York Times on Thursday to mark the International Human Rights Day, comes nearly 2 months after what witnesses and Amnesty International say was a fatal clash in Lagos between peaceful protesters and military police. The military and police deny shooting protesters. SpaceX's Starship prototype exploded while attempting to land on Wednesday after an otherwise successful test launch from the company's rocket facility in Texas. The Starship rocket destroyed in the accident was a 16-story tall prototype for the heavy-lift launch vehicle being developed by billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk's private space company to carry humans and 100 tons of cargo on future missions to the moon and Mars. For more on these and other news making international headlines today, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News. Hunter Biden, the son of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and a frequent target of Republican attacks, says he is under federal investigation about his taxes. The revelation about the probe included no details, but it promises to rekindle Republican rage about the Biden family, including Hunter Biden's business dealings and the elder Biden's anti-corruption push in Ukraine when he was the U.S. vice president. It also presents a series of thorny issues during the president-elect's transition into the White House in just over 1 month's time, including the possibility his son will still be under investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice. Hunter Biden, 50, is a lawyer who has founded consulting and investment firms, worked in private equity, and served on the boards of various organizations, including National Railroad Corporation, Amtrak. U.S. President Donald Trump, meantime, is vowing to carry on his fight to upend President-elect Joe Biden's victory in last month's nationwide election in a new Supreme Court case. This after the high court rejected an attempt to overturn Biden's key win in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. The ruling was the latest of dozens of lawsuit losses across the country for Trump as he tries to stay in office for another 4 years. The flurry of court battles comes as the country's Electoral College, which determines the winner in U.S. presidential elections, is set to vote Monday and likely confirm Biden's victory. After Congress reviews and certifies the Electoral College outcome on January 6, Biden is set to be inaugurated at noon January 20th on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. The U.S. government and 48 states and districts are suing Facebook, accusing it of abusing its market power and social networking to crush smaller competitors and seeking remedies that could include a forced spinoff of the social network's Instagram and WhatsApp messaging services. The landmark antitrust lawsuits mark the second major government offensive this year against seemingly untouchable tech giants. The Justice Department sued Google in October for abusing its dominance in online search and advertising, the government's most significant attempt to buttress competition since its historic case against Microsoft 2 decades ago. Amazon and Apple also have been under investigation in Congress and by federal authorities for alleged anti-competitive conduct. And NASA has formally introduced 8 astronauts who will take part in the U.S. Space Agency's new manned lunar program. 9 men and 9 women are the first group of astronauts assigned to the Artemis program, scheduled for next year. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News. We'll be right back.